everything and nothing else matters. I mean, I've said that so many times myself, I lost count. And then I came here. And for the first time in my life, hell, maybe for the first time in the history of sports, suddenly it's just not true anymore. He's not here, not now, no.
The time is 1971. The place, Huntington, West Virginia, home of Marshall University. Just a year earlier, a chartered plane packed with almost every member of the school's football team, the entire coaching staff, and many local supporters crashed while landing, killing everyone on board. The entire town grieved for the loss, and Marshall officials decided it would be too painful to continue the school's football program. But that was before the handful of players who were not on that plane stepped forward.
Excuse me, young man. Excuse me, this is a private meeting.
I don't mean to interrupt, sir, but I think there's something y'all need to hear.
If you have anything to say, we'll set up a time for you to come by my office.
Well, no, sir. I ain't got nothing to say. But they do.
From the meeting room windows, they could see thousands of students standing silently to protest the decision. And then the silence gave way to the cheer that had echoed from the stands during games of the Thundering Herd team.
We are Marshall! We are Marshall!
We are Marshall tells how an unorthodox coach, Jack Lengel, built a new Thundering Herd and in the process helped the town honor those lost in the tragic crash. Much of the film was shot on location in Huntington, West Virginia, and Matthew McConaughey, who stars as Jack Lengel, says, like his character 35 years earlier, the production had a struggle to win local support.
They were basically saying, here you are coming down to put a mirror on a time in our life which this town's built on, which is not a time that is enjoyable to look back to, is not what was a time where either me or my father or someone else went through. I lost a father or an aunt or something in that crash, and here you are coming down to shine a light on it and put a mirror on it. But after a couple of weeks, the townspeople would come to the set. They would come and we'd show them script pages. They'd see how we were working the scenes, and they began to trust us, and we became like a teammate. And that was a real, not a turning point, but a really nice rhythm that happened early on in the making of the film, was they saw that we were bringing justice to the story.
Anthony Mackie plays Nate Ruffin, a varsity team member who was not on the ill-fated plane because an injury kept him sidelined. Ruffin becomes a keystone of the reborn Thundering Herd, and Mackie believes shooting the film in the place where the real events occurred helped him and the whole cast find the story's true emotions.
Because I connected so much with the surrounding area and the character, so it was hard for me not to become emotional. So a lot during the movie was me fighting emotion instead of trying to, you know, rev up emotion.
The director is Mick G, whose previous work ranges from music videos to popcorn hits like Charlie's Angels. He says he knew from the start that this film would be different and required an honesty in the portrayals of the characters and the events.
Every single element of the story we told is true. We didn't have to say based on. We didn't have to say inspired by. This is a true story. And I wanted to take Hollywood as far away from it and keep Hollywood out of it to the best of my ability. I just wanted the story to speak for itself. It's a story that belongs to the citizens of Huntington, West Virginia, and I didn't want ugly Hollywood coming in and messing it up, and I certainly didn't want any of my old habits coming in either, because this picture for me is 180 degrees removed from anything I've ever been affiliated with. This felt like a great story, and I really wanted to stay out of the way of it and let the honesty and just fundamentally compelling nature of the story rise to the top.
One day, not today, not tomorrow, not this season probably, not next season either, but one day you and I are going to wake up and suddenly we're going to be like every other team in every other sport where winning is everything and nothing else matters. And when that day comes, well, that's when we'll honor them.
Although most of the characters in the film are drawn from real people, English actor Ian McShane plays a composite, the father of a young player who died in the crash, meant to personify the lingering grief that pervaded the town of Huntington. We Are Marshall also features Matthew Fox as Red Dawson, a coach who gave up his seat on the plane to a colleague and then overcomes survivor guilt to help create the new team. David Strathairn plays Marshall University president Donald Dedman. And many of the extras who fill the stands for the recreated football games are from Huntington families whose lives were touched by the 1970 tragedy. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.